Christabel had already been demanding a bicycle at Southport in 1893, but the doctor shrank from the thought of his young daughters riding among the traffic. It was not until 1906 that she had her way. I had no desire to ride, but from the habit of loyalty to her, I stood by her side when she made her demands. Our parents took it as a matter of course that if Christabel rode, I must go with her as her companion. We were now entered as members of the Clarion Cycling Club. Thenceforward, every available day was spent in cycling. Though the journeys were often too long for me, and I could scarcely pedal the last miles, the Sundays with the club were pleasant. It was delightful to be out in the country away from the grime of Manchester. There were usually some slow women riders amongst the company, and the men were kind in helping to push one up the steepest hills. It was when riding alone with Christabel that I endured a veritable torture. My crimson face and gasping breath were the wordless answer to her impatient, "Come on!" Afraid of being considered nuisance, I would strain and strive till it seemed that my heart would burst. Finally, she would disappear from me, climbing some hill and arrive home sometimes an hour before me. I remember being thrown over the handlebars and rising up so shaken that I had to walk for some distance before I could remount, while she rode on, not noticing that I had ceased to follow.